You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. Now we go, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Woo-hoo. Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hello friends. Temptation Island week two. Shit's heating the fuck up. We're here.
And there's already a bonfire.
Oh, love
that. Was fast.
When the bonfires, I was like, yes. Oh, love the bonfire.
Nothing better.
Nothing better. All right. Before we do get into a few items for your awareness and also some weird food discussion items we got to get off our chest. So the first is we have our monthly live show Saturday night, 5:30, 8:30 Eastern time, joined by Paul from 90 Day Fiancé. Settle in, folks. Live from Brazil.
He'll be dressed like the Masked Singer.
It's going to be fun.
Live
join
from
us.
Mano,
it's always
Brazil.
A good time. Even if he bails, we always have fun. You guys get to join us. You see Justine and I live. You see our guests. The chat is lit. It's fun.
It is fun.
Patreon.com/escape reality podcast where you get the deets for that. Instagram.
I'm
going to
eat a big lunch. I'm going to handle my liquor.
Sure. But it is famous last words. She said that every month since we started doing these like 7 months ago. So,
oh God.
Odds are low.
One time really almost Tyler should have divorced me after, but switched to wine after that. No more liquor.
All right. Follow us on Twitter, Escape2Pod, Instagram, Escape to Reality Podcast. And last but not least, our discussion items. One, I saw you put up a tweet. Either, I don't know, some kind of content about why bacon. No.
Oh, there's a tweet. Why are they against resealable pouches or something?
I've thought about this forever. I don't understand why bacon is not.
It must be a marketing ploy to get people to buy
more
bacon.
Maybe.
Because I always cuss Tyler out if he does not cook that whole package.
Oh, really?
Unless it's a huge thing where it's one of those. There is one maker that does make it resealable. You got to buy the thick.
Yes.
If there's like the thin pieces of bacon, just cook it all up. Everybody's going to eat it. And I like cold bacon. I put it in a Ziploc bag and then I eat it throughout the day.
Oh, in the fridge?
Yeah. I just pull out a cold piece of bacon. Huh. We got dogs. You give it to them. There's no need. You'll never. There's nothing grosser than a repackaged
no I
bacon.
Know it's so gross
like, and then the Tyler's never going back
right yeah
I
no,
mean
there
I
are
do
certain
he's
things.
Gotten better
you either gotta make it so
it's
this
hard with
to...
chicken too how do you feel about chicken
oh I barely cook chicken I hate cooking chicken
I
find chicken gross
I'm almost done with chicken as well
I can eat chicken cooking chicken I mean I cook it yeah but I don't find it enjoyable
if I had a chef
steak than a
I would rather have, yes, a red meat once in a while.
Fish.
And more organic
fish.
Yeah. Yes. Yep. And
fish, shrimp, scallions. Yeah, absolutely. I also, because of this bacon situation, made me think of how much, because currently I'm out of foil. This is getting ridiculous. I don't even know why we're talking about this, but I hate saran wrap. If I could add something to my pet peeves, it would be saran wrap. You can never wrap it properly.
Oh, it's
never
the worst.
Sticks. It's impossible.
Ripping it off,
you get like the wrong size piece, too big, too long, cornered.
And it's wrinkling up. Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's fucking dumb. I don't.
It's horrible.
It should be foil or nothing.
Cutting your fingers.
Yeah, it's terrible. I hate it.
I would rather put an entire dish inside a huge Ziploc bag. If Ziploc made like an extra long 12x24 bag,
absolutely.
That's what I'm talking about, baby.
Yes. Agreed. I would Ziploc all day.
Even Target makes a good Ziploc bag.
Oh, okay.
This is the last loser thing, but Tyler has me on a parchment paper kick.
Oh, I love parchment paper. I mean, because I bake, but parchment
that's
paper is
life-changing.
Oh, nothing sticks to it.
Zoom, zoom, zoom.
You know what I wouldn't recommend, which I did the other day, is I broiled something on parchment paper. And since it is pretty much paper, almost lit on fire. So don't.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. That I'm surprised that hasn't happened
that's
yet.
My pro tip. Okay, so on TikTok, Justine found a video of a guy talking how he worked for Dasani or something, and Dasani water didn't freeze.
Well, this girl had a Dasani water bottle and then a metal jug. And she's like, this is frozen and my Dasani's not. And it's funny, both of our husbands both argued against it because Tyler, the first thing he said was, and I kind of knew he cracked the code and that it was going to freeze. I shouldn't say going to freeze, because he said there really wasn't much frost on the bottle. I had deleted the TikTok because I didn't want to discredit Dasani's.
Oh, wow.
You know, if it wasn't true, I was going to keep it up there.
Yeah.
But he was right. It did look like a water bottle right out of my car.
Okay.
Or right out of the house. It would have had more of a shadow, more of like some condensation. And I said, oh, you mother of freezer.
So TikTok is full of lies.
And so then that guy says that he's seen everything else freeze. And then Tyler thinks that maybe Dasani has just a slight thicker plastic bottle. And it might be
it is a little thicker. I mean, I hate Dasani as a water. I think if anyone who follows on Instagram remembers a long time ago, Dorian and I were on a road trip. I told him to buy me a water and he bought me a Dasani. And everyone agreed with me. Like, it's offensive. Don't give me a Dasani.
It is. It's I was going to tweet, it's the Donald Trumps of water.
Yeah, perfect. It has like a sweetness to it that's gross to me. Like, it there doesn't taste like water. Yeah. But you know what I mean? There's that like.
Well, and that guy said that there's gelatin in it. But there you go. I guess he's a liar.
Well, he is a liar. But
I believe him.
So
but
it froze completely normally.
It did
fine.
Freeze. Yeah.
Did you drink it?
No, I won't drink it. I'll never drink one now again. Yeah. Just because maybe.
Right.
There's a lot of other options.
Yep. All right.
You know, the more you think about it, I think that 20 years from now, bottled water will be a thing of the past. And we will have found out that it caused a lot of problems in our health, because just the plastic seeping into the water in the hot trucks.
You're preaching to the choir as I show you my reusable water bottle. I do not drink water that's literally the only way I drink water. I just fill it up all the time. I bring it with me everywhere. I fill it up everywhere.
I'm going to get that soda spritzer thing. What's it called? Soda Stream.
Yep. All right. Those are random topics. All right. We're getting into it.
Oh, wow. Now that you're asleep.
Wake up.
Now we're talking about my dad's penis. All right. Never mind.
All right. Before we get into it, we do have to share with you briefly about a brand that we absolutely love, Gemist, which is a hair care line that is awesome. You take an individualized hair quiz, just a couple questions online. Algorithm matches you with your own formula.
And did we mention that Gemist smells amazing and it delivers super fast too? And every time I use it, my husband says, oh my gosh, your hair is bouncing and it looks great.
Bouncing. I love it. If you're ready to have the best hair of your life, try Gemist. Right now, our listeners can give Gemist a try and get 15% off your subscription order with ESCAPE15. That's the code. Don't forget it. Just visit Gemist.com to get your personalized recommendation and enter ESCAPE15 at checkout for 15% off and free 2-day shipping. That is Gemist.com, Gemist.com, and enter ESCAPE15 at checkout to get the best hair of your life. Do it and report back.
Please
get into it. Okay. The biggest thing that I always notice with this show is how quickly you see the difference between how the guys and the girls approach this shit.
Ugh.
Guys are like, it's spring break. Turn the fuck up. Let's go. The girls are like, we need a moment. We need to have a toast. And we need to process things. You know, it's like, it's.
Except for poor Corey.
Except for Corey. Sweet Corey.
Yeah, and we do see poor Erica. That Kendall is a dirty dog.
Did we call her? Did we call it? Like, this entire episode, they are the Ashley and Casey of this season.
Yeah.
100%. Because she's beautiful, has no self-worth, which is, like, terrible to watch. And he's out here like a dog. Like, he's single is how he's acting.
Oh, he wouldn't even look at her. The other couples were saying, I love you, and he wouldn't even look at her. I could just punch him in the face.
Yeah.
He's not even cute.
No. And he's done a number on her because.
Oh, see, yeah.
This is why I love this host. Like at the bonfire, when he's talking to her, like he has compassion. That's why I like him. Like he truly does seem feel compassionate. And like, he's trying to like,
I just wish we could change his face.
Put some self-worth into her. But the shit she was saying there was concerning, right?
Oh my gosh, was it not?
I say it to myself, but I don't believe it. And like, I just talk my way into things and I don't even, just like, I feel beneath him. And even when she watched that video, she's so mind fucked that she thought it was like her, somehow it was her fault.
Oh, he only did it with, and he's only screwed her up like this. I mean, maybe her parents didn't help her, but, or whoever raised her, I don't know. Saying that he's mature, wise, and advanced. He's not mature. He's a psychopath. No. She's up at 4 o'clock in the morning ironing his clothes. Yeah, you kidding?
No, psychotic. And the way he picked that chick for the date and just like walked right past her and then held hands. Like, and she walked out.
And she assumed.
You're acting like this is a girl that cheated on you that you're getting revenge on. Not a chick who's waking up to your
who
point
loves you
at 4 a.m. to get your shit together. You know?
And there's one thing I think is beautiful when a woman does want to do stuff for a guy. But when it's like this, it's just disgusting.
Oh, yeah. No, because I am all for, if you want to be a partner and support someone, cool.
Yeah.
Is that reciprocated? Right.
Right.
What is he doing for you?
And she even says it on these dates. And she's so damaged that these men look at her like, oh, my God, you poor thing. Like people find pity on her.
I know.
It's hard. I mean,
when he said, like, we agreed to no rules, so I'm doing as much as I can. That's exactly how he's approaching this.
Oh.
If he gets away with fucking somebody, he would.
And Alexis with the, of course, it's her with those boobs. She makes me want to dye my hair brown. And the way she's like laughing. Oh, I just cheated on my boyfriend. Huh? And then he's looking at her like he wants to just. He's
he was
disgusting.
Like, you know, she's just maintaining eye contact with me and we're really like looking at each other. It's like, what? And
those
she
lap
just told
dances
you essentially
too, so gross.
Sick. Okay, so her ass, what do you think's happening there? That's real? No. There's no
if
way.
It is, God bless her, but I think
no,
more
fake.
Of a yeah, right. It's got
objections.
Be.
It has to be. Because
and
it's like kind of low too. Yes.
Yeah.
It's like bouncy.
I mean, if it is, God bless her. The one who has a real natural ass is Chelsea, and it's cute. She had a cute little body.
Yes.
Proportionate.
Definitely.
Yeah, that girl, she has that. It's that. It is that.
It's a Kardashian
shit,
ass
shape.
Yes. It's
how
that,
do they make their hips look like that?
Like it's
like Kylie Jenner's
low.
Friend. Somehow their hips do fall low. Yes, Geneva. It's lower than a woman with natural hips.
Yeah, it's like they're. Something about the ass is, yeah, it's just
it's like
unnatural.
A diaper that when we went to the park, it like fell down his leg because the thing was so pissed on. And of course, I didn't bring another diaper. It's like, great.
Oh,
three kids in. And I don't bring. I never did. But the first one, the third one, you think I'd learn.
No, that's the worst. Like when the diaper's like hanging to the ground, that's exactly what it's like.
That's what it does look like, huh?
Yeah, 100%. I think Kendall's trash. I think he
Kendall
is-
and Alexis.
He's emotionally, you know, Alexis.
He's abusive.
Alexis is a standard schmieze, right? Like, I don't blame her because
she's doing what she's supposed to do.
Right. He's the dog to me because
I just don't like her.
Oh yeah. No, me neither. I think he's a despicable person primarily because of the emotional manipulation that is so obviously.
He's abusing
happening
her.
To this woman.
Yeah.
Yes, that's emotional abuse through and through. To tell her constantly you're beneath me. What?
She looks
in
just
your
like
pineapple
that.
Shirt. Suck it. Stop.
And they need to stop with those necklaces. All the men.
Oh, you know
get up
is.
And leave.
No. It's I think it's their mics.
Oh, well, wear something else. Just wear the mics. You look ridiculous.
Yeah, that's what they did on.
Isn't the Brady Bunch
shows.
Takes Hawaii right now?
Yep. I think it's
Greg.
The mics.
You're right.
Yeah.
Well,
dumb.
I'd probably get drunk and just rip it off their neck. I mean, it looks ridiculous.
Right.
Like a guy that was into Dave Matthews Band in high school that wore rings. You look ridiculous. God, there was a certain type of people I grew up with that loved Dave Matthews and loved to play soccer.
Mm, interesting combo.
Whole group of people like that.
Let's talk
that
about
screwed each other.
What do you think about Thomas? So Thomas and Chelsea.
God, these people, I really, okay. I'm getting to learn their names. they need to somehow put their names on their foreheads for the first couple episodes. Like, legit, I really can't keep track.
He's the one that where.
No, I know. I now that you said Chelsea, I know. Okay. I know.
When he
I
said,
"Want to put him."
Oh,
in
see,
the
I
river.
Don't really.
Yes,
I
yes.
do not. I find. I think he's actually trying to survive this without doing anything. Is the vibe I'm getting.
Yeah, but.
Because when he told the chick, like, I'm not interested in getting to know people, everyone's like, oh, it's such a dick move. It's like, but it's really not. That's what he should say. He should say,
and why are you on the show?
To pass the test. He's here to pass the test that Chelsea
has imposed on him. Is this a fucking test? Oh, Chelsea's the one that wanted him to come?
Well, Chelsea says he's flirty and whatever. So I think his.
I thought she was crying, like, I didn't want to come here.
Right. She was she saying that? But I think he's trying to demonstrate he can achieve
I think he says it. He's like we'll a car see. Salesman who's like, right. I really want to take care of you. They're lying. He looks like good a point. Guy that's trying to sell me a car. I don't like him. I want to. Yeah, I don't like his vibe. The only guy that I think is a decent human is Corey. And I can't even picture. Oh, the other guy. The guy who's with Kristen.
Julian.
Oh, OK.
Yeah.
Good for you and these names. God bless you.
Well, they're just pairs. Sometimes.
I know, but I can't remember the guys' names. See, they're nobodies to me. I'll learn it.
No, I don't have anything else to say about Thomas. That was it.
I think Thomas will be.
I think he's playing the game. That's what I think. So we'll see.
I hope he's going to get his heart. I think they'll stay together, but she's going to screw around and he might. He'll have some fun, but I don't know if he'll.
He might end
go
up
all
in like
the way.
A deep emotional affair or something. I could see that happening.
And I could see her having sex with somebody.
Yep. I could see that happening too. Let's talk about Corey, sweet little crying Corey.
Corey and then the other guy look identical. The guy that she picked, the soccer person.
Oh, they do look very similar, right? I mean, the fact that he's like crying, he's like, she just, you know, that's what she's wanted. It's like an athlete. Da, 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 da. You could see her the second she heard him say, I play soccer. It's like, she it wouldn't even matter. The person could be like, I murdered someone. She'd be like, oh, you played soccer? It's all right.
OJ, all right, OJ, I know.
Right. You're an athlete? Okay.
You watch soccer at home, I'll be over there in Vegas.
Yeah, I don't know.
She's trash. Corey should head for Z Hills.
He seems very sweet.
He does.
And he seems like he knows that this is going to end up.
She's going to regret this.
Maybe.
She wants a Gronk. She wants to be running out on that stupid field. That's what she thinks she deserves. And she deserves a Corey.
Yeah, I know. He's like a sweet guy. I don't feel like he deserves better than that. I feel like.
Oh, he does. But she thinks she can do better than him and she's going to regret it.
Yeah. Maybe
she won't. I mean, if he doesn't make her happy, he doesn't make her happy. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that she has been eager as hell to be on this show. I'm very interested to see how it plays out because she's acting like this is her savior. And this, like you said, this could be her nightmare. We'll see.
I love how there's a soccer playing guy who's blonde. And
Of course.
It's ridiculous.
He's a perfect match. God. Oh, you know who I think is funny is Kristen. I think she's like kind of an asshole.
I commend her. Who the fuck's cleaning that shit up? It's champagne.
Like, get Clorox wipes and get to wiping.
I loved it.
Bitch, you tell them. I thought it was hilarious.
That's rude. Do that outside by a pool, not in our living room.
And even when she afterwards, like some guys trying to talk to her, she's like, what? Like I like her energy. I think it's funny.
I love it.
It's going to take a real... like machismo guy who's gonna like call her on her bullshit for her to even engage with someone, which is gonna be
and interesting. I want Julian. He seems decent, but I guess just his look looks.
Yeah, it's the look for me.
It's hard to think he's a decent person just when you look like that. I don't know why.
Oh God,
just
how about
looks hairy?
How about the devils and angels party? See, this is why I hate how like, I know, that's what I was thinking the whole time. I'm like, look at these whores. But it's like, I don't want to say that. That sounds terrible, right? But that was what I thought in my head.
I'm being honest. And
listen, I dressed up ridiculously for Halloween in college. So I was one of them.
Oh,
so
no. I would never think that if they were just Halloween.
Slut shaming people.
It's just the situation we're in. How they have to act like they're gassed.
Yes.
To be a like... They are the aliens on, I know I've said this before, in that stupid movie with the 70s movie. I think I forgot the name again. I'm sorry, guys. My brain is fried today. The yeah, baby, yeah. Like, they're just so...
Austin Powers.
Austin Powers. They're so... Yeah, these women.
Wow, the
come
way
in
you
there.
Described Austin Powers as a 70s alien movie is an odd choice.
And it's just like, I don't know.
It just, it feels, it's okay. I don't know why it doesn't bother me on Love Island when they dress up and give each other lap dances.
Because they're, yeah.
Why doesn't that bother me? It's like the same thing.
Because they're all friends and it's not such hooker.
Yeah, hooker behavior.
Like they, the one girl made out with the other one and they sucked yes. face. Like, yeah. Come on, you know. And, yeah. And the guys are all like,
yeah.
On Love Island, the guys seem dorky. Like, it makes them uncomfortable to see girls get weird with each other.
Right,
they're so
true.
Wholesome. Yes. It's this America skankness that sometimes you just want life to go back a little bit. Can
yeah,
we?
Right.
We need to bring Jesus back into our life. And so, I don't know. I don't know where we go from here. I'm good on. I think it's nice that the whole sexuality, but. Watching Real Housewives of Atlanta, they were naked head to toe like that. Did I think once anything that they're whores? Not once.
No.
It was just girls having fun, dressed up.
Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah.
Now, if all those girls, but the fact that these chicks come out, she has a fake ass. She's dancing on our friends, Erica, we love.
Right.
And you think about it being your man.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
It's hard not to.
Yeah, it's very true. Yeah, when the chicks were making out, it was like, okay.
And it's easy when you turn 36 and you're at home and your body's destroyed by three kids to hate young, beautiful women. So, isn't that
good?
The way the world works.
Yeah, right? That's the circle of life.
Love the show, though.
Oh, love it. Okay. I always find
I feel like they could even add two more couples. Because it would spice things up. It's almost, there's only one couple out of four that ever really becomes someone.
Yeah,
give us some
true.
More and then see if you get more drama from other people. We need, plus they should be trying to get for the first time ever. Let's get some Bachelor headlines in here. A couple and another couple hook up. How's that not happened? Because they're not together.
Yes. There you go. No question.
Oh my God.
I find it fascinating what footage they choose for the bonfire, because like, for example, with the
right,
there was one clip where I was like, that's what they showed. Like, it's the choices they make are interesting. Like, I think the producers are slow playing some of this shit, you know,
with her lap dance and the ass, like, yes. What we saw was not what she saw.
Exactly. You didn't see the lap dance. You didn't, you know, like you saw, yeah, you saw them grinding for a second, which she also didn't really seem to process because she didn't bring it up
she
at all.
She seems either she's Teresa Giudice or she's on some type of anxiety medication, maybe, because she seems just whatever happens.
Who? Erica?
Erica. Yeah.
Yeah. I think she's just really nervous and like.
Good for her, because I'd never put myself on the show ever in 100 million years.
No, I wouldn't either. When she said like she doesn't know if she believes she loves herself, I was like, oh my God, are you kidding? Look at her. I mean, she seems like, she's gorgeous,
insane.
Right? Like next level beautiful, but she also seems like a nice person.
She does.
So sad.
And Kendall is a dirtbag.
Yeah.
He couldn't even look at her. I felt so bad.
I know.
And she has that on every girl's gotten that feeling in your stomach when you know like things are different it's over.
Yeah. So true. Like the host when Chelsea was like crying. I think she was crying over like the Tom, whatever that was. She's like, I give everyone everything and I just don't feel seen. And he's like, I see you. I was like, that's the kind of shit I love. I don't know why.
He's hilarious. He is good. He's grown on me.
Yeah.
He just looks like that guy's brother. And the Bachelor guys always bugged me.
Oh yeah, me too. What do you think? What's the ETA before somebody hooks up with somebody? Next episode?
Yeah, Kendall's not lasting long.
I think so too.
Kendall's a dork, and now he's finally getting.
This does wonders for a man who has like who thinks he's the shit, but hasn't gotten much action in life. Because in this situation, he's getting pussy thrown at him left and right. you know?
God.
Terrible.
It's an upsetting show.
I do kind of want to, I want to find a single I like that we can talk to. Like, they haven't shown enough.
Alexis would be interesting. I'd talk to her. Hey, listen to our podcast where we called you a dirty whore.
And then can we have a conversation? But I want to know what the reasoning is. Other, if it's not to become famous, I don't know what the point is.
Oh, right. For them.
Yeah.
Very good question.
Like, are they trying? Because that's the accusation they're making.
Are you getting paid?
Right. Is like these people become Instagram famous instantly. Yeah. So that's like the hustle. So is that the situation?
When did The Bachelor shift from like fun athletes, C-level celebs to just nobodies?
That's a great question. Feels like a long time ago.
They need to take a break and they got to revamp. They could do a really good dating show on ABC. I don't know. Does no one want to do anything fun in life anymore? When has creativity just stopped?
I know.
Where you just do the everything. Same thing for 20 years.
Right.
If relationships don't last that long, what makes us think we want to watch your dumb TV show that long?
Great point. Great point. All
right. Well, our podcast is over now because it won't last too long.
Yeah, that's it.
You'll never hear from us again.
Ever. They're coming for us.
That's what I tell Tyler sometimes when I'm mad. I leave the house. I'm like, this is the last conversation we're ever having. He's like, don't you ever say that.
It's like chasing you down. Let us know in the DMs who you would like us to talk to. Would love to talk to Erica. We're going to wait on that one because I want to see her journey a little bit more.
Yeah, and Chelsea.
Yeah, and Chelsea for sure.
I talked to a little Corey Meister.
Yeah, a little sweet core. We'll see.
See in San Diego?
I don't know. I wonder. You want to do it live?
I'll just invite him over.
Yeah, invite him over. All right, guys. We'll be back next
week. Put your mask on, Corey.
Hope you're enjoying our Temptation Island recaps. We're going to keep this train rolling, baby.
Hope you're not too offended.
Yeah, sorry if we offended anyone. What's new? Love you guys. We'll be back.